Joel chapter 2, verse 12. Now therefore, says the Lord, turn to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning. Who are you going to call? Ghostbusters. The Lord says, turn to me. Have you ever been in such absolute hopeless despair, falling on your knees, weeping uncontrollably? Maybe not. How close have you been? Friend dumped you? Parents grounded you? Blew the big game? Lost everything? A loved one dying? Maybe you haven't faced any of those calamities, but I'm sure you've all had some troubles. Who are you going to call? The Lord says, turn to me. Vividly, Joel describes the trouble that faced his countrymen. The army of the Lord was coming upon them in such a multitude that it blotted out the sun. They raced on like horses, their teeth bit as sharp knives like lions. Nothing stopped them. Wave upon wave incessantly marched on over walls, through walls, covering flock and field and foliage. Behind them, the land looked like a barren wilderness with white toothpicks, trees stripped to their pulp. Listen to chapter 1, verse 2. Hear this, you elders. Give ear, O you inhabitants of the land. Has anything like this happened in your days? Or even in the days of your fathers? The Lord drives home that this is going to affect every segment of society. You old folks that like to tell stories about how bad it was in the old days, forget them. Nothing will compare. You wine drinkers, wail. Your supply is cut off at the source. Even the vines are all gone. You virgins longing to get married, make a gown of sackcloth, for this will not be a time for marriage. Priests, mourn. No one will have anything to bring as offerings. Land, mourn, for you're wasted. Farmers, wail. Your storehouses are empty. The field crop has perished. And any seed for future crops has rotted in the ground. Cattle groan, for there is neither pasture nor water brook. And what does the Lord say to us about this disaster? He says, rend your heart and not your garments. Don't think for a moment that, you know, those people that died because of COVID, they deserved it. Or those people that are in the path of hurricanes, tornadoes, volcanoes, and fires, they need the warning. It's the other person that needs to take it to heart. No, we all need to take it to heart. For we will face the day of the Lord. Maybe this year, maybe next year. But it will come. And like this plague of locusts, we are to recognize that natural disasters are a forewarning of that day. They don't come because of a specific sin by Harry or Herman, but because of sin in general. And every one of us has a part in that. We deserve judgment. In connection with the disaster that came at the Tower of Siloam, Jesus wrote the editorial on such things. This does not mean they were worse sinners, but that you must repent or perish. Man's dismay over such natural disasters cannot compare with the terror that will seize hearts when the heavens are rent asunder and we are all stripped bare before the Lord in all His holy glory. Who are you going to call? The Lord says, turn to me. Listen to this beautiful passage in Acts 3. Repent, or turn, and be turned, that your sins may be blotted out, and that you may have times of refreshing from the presence of the Lord. Times of refreshing, like a nice shower after the heat of a sin-cursed world, like a cold drink after being parched by the desolations of this life. Times of refreshing from the Lord, because Jesus did turn. He came down from heaven to become your brother, to carry your burdens. He turned away from the easy paths that Satan offered him to refresh you by giving you his own righteousness. He turned to the cross to give you refreshing by washing away the guilt of all of your sins in his own blood. And he will turn on the last day to call to those who are calling on his name, to call you by your name, to come to his side. Jesus promises, call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me. Who are you going to call? The Lord says, turn to me. And behold how dramatically the Lord promises to bring his blessings when we turn to him in an order that is directly reversed from the judgments of the first chapter. He describes how his blessing will affect every part of your life. The land will rejoice in the marvelous things the Lord has done. The beasts will graze contentedly. The threshing floors will be full of wheat, and the vats overflow with wine and oil. The children of Zion will rejoice in the Lord. The sons and daughters will not put on sackcloth, but prophesy from the walls of Zion. The old men will abandon their stories about how bad it was to dream dreams about the kingdom of God. Yes, turn and be turned, that your sins may be blotted out, and that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. Who are you going to call? The Lord says, turn to me. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Hymn 323, 323, stanzas 1 and 2.